because we had some flour barrels. We had some of the old, they was made out of a stuff about that thick, the flour barrels was. And they was a cheaper barrel than vinegar barrels and stuff like that. They was made out of thinner material. But we bought it in print sacks. And we, Prize Taker, I guess, was one of the first flowers near the, I remember. And then the Gingham's Girl.
And they came in those print sacks.
Yeah, and then there was a snow cap. And now the one of the best flowers that I've ever got a hold of nearly is Airy Fairy. Airy Fairy. I don't recollect what meal makes it, but that's the best flower. You can just make bread out of it, beat the band. It's pretty and white.
It's prettier, really, than other.
It's whiter, and when you make the bread out of it, it's fluffier.
Oh, it is.
It's better than Gingham's Girl or anything that I've ever used. Except, well, we had the snow cap. I believe it was the snow cap that we used to use. It was a bit, that there Airy Fairy, I believe, I like it better than any that we've been using.
Oh, I may have to try that. I haven't even heard of that. They probably don't sell it in Georgia.
Well,
they probably don't.
You ought to buy you a sack down here at Mountain Bird at Basham's Grocery and take it back.
Where's Mountain Bird?
It's about 16 miles south.
South of here. Okay. If I'd known that, I came up from Fort Smith. I could have stopped on the way from Fort Smith. I didn't even... well, what would people use if they had a buggy or a wagon to make the horses go faster?
Horse whip.
And what about if they were to buy something like... Oh, years ago, if they bought like fruit or something at the store, the grocer might put it in a paper.
Well, we usually got it in boxes.
Oh, did you? Did they ever have any kind of bags made out of paper?
Yeah, just paper bags. We called them pokes.
Oh, they call, yeah, that's what I was wondering that they call them.
That's what the old timers always called them. Say, get me a poke.
Oh, they would. Well, what about those bags like that, like bags that potatoes come in? You call that type of bag a...
Toe sacks is what we, like this.
Yeah, right. That's
we always call them toe sacks or burlaps. Mm-hmm. Some of them call them burlaps.
Did you ever have to go with them to like haul corn to the mill to be ground?
I used to carry corn about 6 miles.
6 miles
to have it ground. On a mule, we'd get about 2 bushels of corn and go to the grist mill where they had it ground.
And you would carry that on the mule?
Just carry it across his back.
Tie
the tops of two sacks together and have a bushel in each sack.
Well, did people, when they were talking about, if they were talking about hauling corn like in a wagon, did you ever hear people talking about hauling like a turn of corn?
Well, I've heard some of them say that.
The old timers' time.
My daddy always just called it a wagon box of corn or wagon load or something like that.
What about those things that, if they were carrying washing out, to hang it up on the line, they'd carry it out in a...